And let us move on and move out. Yesterday was a big day. Construction was back. A lot of outdoor retail was back. A lot of small retailers were back in IT, phone repairs, you know, things like that. You want to buy a motor car, all back out yesterday. Seamus Whelan was out and about around the city and the county. A lovely day chatting with people, chatting with shoppers and business owners. Phase one of reopening Ireland yesterday. Here's a flavour of how he got on.
Garden centres, hardware stores, recreational spaces such as golfing and tennis facilities, along with places of worship, welcomed people back inside their doors as the county takes a step closer to a post-coronavirus new normal. At Hanley's in Frankfield, social distancing measures have been implemented to allow the home and garden centre operate safely. There are a limited number of customers permitted in the store at one time, with people asked to shop alone if possible. Head horticulturalist Damon Handley explains more.
When you arrive into the garden centre, you'll start queuing in the car park. At the door, we have installed it's a crowd control software. It's a screen that operates on a traffic light system. So what the amount of people, it tells us how many people are in the shop at the one time. And as people exit the shop, the number at the entrance door is reduced down, so it gives the green light then to someone to the store. We're not kind of imposing a limit as such, but we're kind of advising people to be as quick as they can, to be in fairness to everybody that's queuing, not to be browsing too much. We'd hope people come, they know exactly really what they're looking for. Thankfully now we're open a bit again in May, so a lot of the summer bedding plants, trailing petunias, begonias, they're all back in stock now, so people will be looking for those type of plants.
These garden enthusiasts say they are excited garden centres like Handley's have reopened.
Well, I suppose the fact that we can just go out to Handley's at the moment and somewhere to go is a treat. Like, I even dressed up today. It's the first time in a long time. Well, if you call it shots on the top, dressing up. Just go out and see the flowers and look at the colours and smell them and see what we can put into the garden itself. It's not the same buying online. It's nice just to look at a variety of stuff. And just to be out and among people again is good. Good feeling.
Oh, it means a great deal to me just to go in, just look around at the flowers and all that. Missed it terribly. So delighted to be back here.
Means a lot as the girls come out for summer bedding and for feed.
Fabulous, just absolutely brilliant. So I'm hoping to get what I need in here now today without too much of a queue. We were already out in Woody's and they're three deep outside there, so we won't bother.
So what I saved over the last few weeks is gone in this shop. End of story.
Across town at Woody's in Blackpool, some customers queue outside wearing protective masks while others go without. The hardware giant had originally intended to ban under-16s, fearing social distancing would be hard to maintain if children were left in. Now they can shop as long as they are accompanied by an adult. For many, it was an opportunity to pick up paint and gardening products.
Plants, petunias and violas, pansies, geraniums and of course compost. There's some of them for, would be for graves, you know, for containers for graves as well. So, you know, I will be busy for the next couple of days.
Well, it just means I can get my fence paint, which I've been looking to get for the last 4 weeks or so, you know, 5 weeks. But a little bit of normality back, I suppose, you know, with the few bits that are opening now. So hopefully more will follow suit.
Paint, paper, what's that stuff? The paste, because we're on lockdown, so can't go nowhere, so we get the painting done.
At Mahon Golf Course, first day back, the question on many players' minds was, had they lost distance after lockdown?
Well, it's unbelievable, actually. We haven't played since probably February. The cocooning was a bit much. For our own mental health and well-being, it's nice to get out. Course looks in good condition, so we're anxious to head off.
Fresh air, socialising, social distancing, good fun back to be here again. I lost a few golf balls, okay, but all part of golf.
The alternative is to stay at home and look at the wife.
Under strict guidelines, members with colds or any symptoms of COVID-19 are asked to stay away. Physical distancing rules are to be observed at all times in the car park, clubhouse and play is restricted to members only until the 8th of June. Course manager Peter Maloney explains more.
It's great for the the well-being and the mental health of the members just to be able to get out, and great to be back some normality again. It's great to see place busy after a long period of isolation. There'll be a few golf balls going places they've never been before after this period. So we open up on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, 7 days available to book. And we were, I said, the first 4 days booked out straight away.
Meanwhile, in St. Michael's Church, Blackrock, holy water is replaced by hand sanitizer, water fonts are empty, and disinfectant hand wash is placed at a table on entry and exit points. A one-way system allows parishioners in to say a personal prayer and light a candle while social distancing is maintained.